The Palm Sunday story begins with a tethered colt, a tied up donkey. The verb tether means to fasten or restrain by a rope or chain so as to restrict range of movement. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus sends two of his disciples with the instruction, go into the village opposite you, and you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone should ask, why are you untying it? You will answer, the master has need of it. The Catholic apologist Peter Kreef's one-sentence homily on today's Palm Sunday story is, as you read the story, where do you see yourself in it? Karl Barth, the famous Swiss Reformed Protestant theologian, on the occasion of his 80th birthday, said he saw himself as the donkey who carried Jesus into Jerusalem. On his 80th birthday, he said, if I have achieved anything in this life, then I did so as a relative of the donkey who was allowed to carry Jesus into Jerusalem. The disciples had said to its owner, the master has need of it. And so it seems to have pleased God to have used me at this time. Who do you see yourself in the story? Where do you see yourself in the story? On this Palm Sunday, I would like to propose that we are the tethered colt. The purpose of our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection is to untie us. You see, we are tethered by our sins and vices. It's restraining us from free movement in the spiritual life. We're tethered by our sins and vices. We're sometimes tethered by our past memories, tethered by unhealthy relationships, tethered by addictions to wine, women, and song, tethered by the world, the flesh, and even the devil, tethered by attachments to wealth and honor and power and pleasure. And so Jesus sends his apostles to untie us in his name. In just 7 days, seven people will be baptized on Holy Saturday night at the Easter Vigil, and they will be untethered all of their sins and everything of the past. Already in the past week, so many souls have been untethered from their sins in the sacrament of penance. There's one more opportunity left on Tuesday to be untied from your sins. Why does the Lord untie us? The Master has need of us. This important verse is found twice in today's first gospel, from Luke chapter 19, verses 31 and verse 34. The master has need of it. In Greek, it doesn't say master, it says Kyrios, properly translated because the Lord has need of it. That's how we'll translate it at the next Mass. El Señor lo necesita. The Lord has need of it. You see, the Lord wants to free us from sin and death during this holy week, not for our honor and glory, but for his honor and glory, so that we can be of total service to him. You might remember that Bishop Barron tells the story about the holy card of the newly ordained priest. When we get ordained as a priest, it's a custom that when you give your first blessing, you hand out a little holy card reminding that person to pray for you. And we usually pick a scripture quote to put on that card. And Bishop Barron tells the story that he was never so inspired by a newly ordained priest's holy cards when the priest put on his holy card Luke 19:34. Because the master has need of it. Bishop Barron said that phrase, the master has need of it, is perfect. Not only for every newly ordained priest, but for every Christian. Every Christian. The master has need of him or her. Are we, as the Italians would say, disponibile? Great Italian word. Disponibile. Are we disponible? Are we available? Are we open? Are we free to be at the service of Christ? Our Lord wants to untie us during this Holy Week by his glorious death and resurrection. He wants to free us so that we will know him and love him and serve him in this life and be happy with him in the next. May the power of the death and resurrection of the Lord untether us, because the Lord is in need of your service.